4 years ago, a controversial sculpture in Minneapolis called Scaffold sparked protests and was eventually removed. Now a new piece has replaced it. Dakota artist Angela Two Stars hopes the work will help educate and heal the community. Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Care reports.
The piece, called Ochiapi, looks like a circular labyrinth. It's about knee height, set around a gurgling dome of water at its center. Angela Two Stars, a Sisseton Wahpeton Oyote, says it represents a droplet sending ripples across a pond or a lake. It honors the work of her late grandfather, Orson Bernard, a noted scholar and Dakota language teacher. Commissioned by the Walker Arts Center, the piece features Dakota words and signs with links to the Walker's website, where people can use their phones to listen to Dakota elders telling stories.
Otokahe Dakota, wichoichahe.
Ochiapi, which means help each other in Dakota, sits just a stone's throw from the iconic sculpture Spoonbridge and Cherry. Two Stars says she hopes people will sit on the piece and children climb on it.
Yeah, be part of it, touch it, engage with it, you know, whereas oftentimes artwork's like, don't touch the art, whereas mine is like, yes, please come.
On this particular day, an incoming rainstorm agitated wind chimes, but it's serene compared to May and June 2017 when protesters camped around the edge of the garden. The focus was Scaffold, a two-story tall wooden structure created by Los Angeles artist Sam Durant as a commentary on capital punishment. It was described as, quote, a composite of seven gallows used in state-sanctioned hangings in the U.S., unquote. One of those was the huge scaffold used in the mass execution of 38 Dakota men in 1862. There in the sculpture garden on what is historically Dakota land, scaffolds stood just 80 miles from the site of the hangings. After mediation between the Walker Arts Center, the artist and Dakota elders, work crews dismantled and removed scaffold as protesters cheered. But observers such as Darlene St. Clair say the situation is far from resolved.
I think it seemed like everything was righted because the sculpture was taken away. When my concern is really the larger messages, the larger lessons might not have been learned.
St. Clair grew up on the Lower Sioux Reservation in southwestern Minnesota. She now teaches at St. Cloud State, including courses on Native arts and cultural expressions. She says it was bad enough that scaffold reawakened old agonies for Dakota people such as herself.
But some of what's re-traumatizing for Dakota people is just sort of the erasure of our experience. The fact that actually the general public does not know much, if anything, about our history in this place and our connection to this place and our love and care for this place.
St. Clair joined the Indigenous Selection Committee, which helped choose Ochiapi for installation. She says the new piece does not erase the memory of scaffold, but describes it as being in conversation with a controversial piece and helping with a process of healing. Mary Cerruti became Walker Arts Center Executive Director in 2019. It was 2 years after Scaffold was removed, but she feels its impact.
Scaffold was a little bit of a shock to the system for an institution like the Walker. Not a little bit, a big shock to the system that laid bare something that probably everybody already knew.
Cerruti says the Walker is examining its history and its processes in the light of what happened. She believes it's to the good.
Sometimes things converge, I don't know if it's the right place in the right time, but at a particular moment in time that can catalyze different kinds of change.
Cerruti says she's happy Ochiapi now stands at the entrance to the sculpture garden, welcoming visitors and inviting them to learn about the Dakota language. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr in Minneapolis.